In what ways did the United States multinational companies work together to assert control over the European markets after World War II?
As a non-American historian, I'm not so well versed on this. I'm not sure how much coordination there is between, say, Coca-Cola and McDonald's and Chevrolet.
Within markets, maybe? They have been a coalition.
Right, right.
I read that some in a secondary source I'm reading for this. I wasn't sure if you knew.
Would likely know better than me in this case. I mean, what I'm sure happens is the way that you get American corporations putting pressure on their representatives, on those representatives who then put pressure on sort of foreign relations people in D.C. who are shooting out to these areas about really being sure that there's opportunity for the exchange of American goods abroad. So the classic example is from this great article by Richard Kiesel, K-U-I-S-E-L, which is about Coke in France from 1948 to 1953. And the way that Coca-Cola, the French are really actively trying to keep Coke out. And there's a sort of government response over there where they put up a bunch of tariffs. There is a sort of civil society response where you get these wine producers banding together and putting out these scientific studies that say that, Coke turns your hair white, and that, 90% of doctors say that the best way to health is to drink a liter of wine a day, just like these things that sound insane. You certainly don't get pressure from U.S. multinationals, U.S.-based multinationals, trying to sort of get the American government to really lobby on their behalf, that there needs to be this kind of open exchange. And then in this case, you really see a lot of sort of successful skirting of the laws. So the French put into effect these laws about things having to be produced within France. And so they start to get suppliers who can help them out so that they can say, well, it's a French product. It's not made in Atlanta. It was actually made here. And they're quite successfully sort of, I think we think of multinationals as being these kind of behemoths who just like come in and knock everything over and say, this is our way. But in this case and in others, we see them being very flexible to situations on the ground, I think, where they can craft responses for France, which are different from Japan or Argentina or Germany, right? And so they're because of their economy of scale, because of their size, they can dedicate the sort of resources that it takes to figure out how to be successful in these different realms. So you see them, I think, quite successfully sort of organizing to work in these different contexts on the matter of how you get sort of cooperation among specific U.S. companies. I'm less familiar with that in this case, although I wouldn't be surprised to hear that it existed.
Yeah. Fine answer.
Have you guys read or referred to De Grazia's Irresistible Empire? Is this one you're using?
Yeah, I believe that is the book that I'm using. Yes.
Okay, that's the one that I would definitely point you to. It has a lot of good information.
You're the third person now that's pointing me to
it. Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.